Okay, speaking of caffeine from my last boo, I saw on the news today, and I think it was in my state of Illinois, two boys were suspended 3 days. They missed homecoming because they had in their possession at school mints with caffeine in them. And they said that they didn't, at first they were saying they got suspended because they had a, not a controlled substance, but anything that alters, you know, thought pattern or judgment. And they were saying that the caffeine, you know, does that. However, the school sells coffee and children are allowed to bring Red Bulls in. So anyway, they took these mints and they had them tested. And from what I gather, it's like they have 3 times more caffeine than a cup of coffee or a Red Bull. And the reason why they got suspended and the suspension is sticking is because the mints were not in a marked container. They weren't in a marked box. They were separate. The parents were concerned because now the children are going to have the stigma of, you know, having a suspension for whatever, you know, almost looking like a controlled substance. I just think it's kind of funny. Then the other thing I heard in the news was a 30-year-old woman. Oh, I'm going to have to move. A 30-year-old woman tattooed her 11-year-old daughter. And I guess the mom is her own tattoo artist, and she had her own tools. And she did it because the daughter asked her to tattoo, give her a tattoo, and I think it was like on her shoulder, a little heart or something. So now she's, I forgot, what did they charge her with? Something. And the mom thought it would be okay to tattoo her 11-year-old daughter because, for one, it's her daughter. Number two, it's, you know, she's using her own tools. And I think three, she was under the impression that you can get a child a tattoo with the parents' consent. So that makes, like, number one, you know, okay, I guess. So, yeah. And then the last weird thing I heard on the news was a 32-year-old man died after consuming, I guess, a large quantity of cockroaches and worms in attempt to win a python from some pet store. And he died shortly after the contest. And then the pet shop was said that they are keeping the snake in his name in his full estate. Those are just the three things in the news that stuck out in my head. Yeah. So, and what did I read on the internet? One guy said, ridding the gene pool of one moron at a time or something like that. So with that being said, I thought I'd share. Aren't you glad you listened? Laterness, people.